Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for this morning's meditation is the Gospel just read. I would like to highlight two verses out of Luke chapter 12 for special consideration. When Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." So far the text. 176 years ago today, a dedicated group of men left the St. Louis area on a great expedition to places they had not seen before, with a great job to do. These men were the men who made up the Lewis and Clark expedition to search out the Louisiana coastline. Within the next few weeks, another group of dedicated men will leave this city with a great job to do and a great adventure to places unseen. And these men are our second and fourth year students, going to their first call from their vicar's assignments. By now, those of you who have received these assignments have digested that piece of paper that came in the packet we got. And for those of us who are not leaving campus on these exciting adventures, I suggest we either look forward to the time we get them, or if there are faculty members who have already received the class and taken it, I would suggest maybe you look back to the time that we were receiving them. Anyway, you've looked at those lists of duties, you've looked up the statistics from your congregation in a statistical yearbook, and perhaps made a start and charted the growth of your congregation. You've checked over the historical institute for any information they might have on your congregation, some pictures to help you visualize what you're going to do, or something like that. And last of all, or maybe not last of all, you've looked at the words and the numbers referring to your salary and housing allowance. And this is the point where it seems to me that our sex intersects with our lives today. At first glance, to the many of us who are so used to getting by, just barely getting by on the kind of salaries that are attached to the jobs available to seminarians in their lives, these sums for housing and salary seem to be rather simply enough. I know that they were for each one of last year's graduates, when we had friends around the surveys of our vicarage last year. He called up his friends to tell them about the wonderful news of his call and incidentally how much he would be making. When I talked to this couple later, and this is a young couple, our age, not the well-established older couple who had been working for years. When I talked to this couple, the wife told me, "That's not even what I make, let alone what her husband makes." That's the kind of world we're going out to serve. The world that doesn't always provide the same standard of living which it seeks for itself, although it admittedly is a much better scene than it has been in years gone by. What are we going to do in a world that has different standards than the ones we've been trained to accept? What are we going to do in a world which measures success by the amount of your paycheck or the size of your take-home salary? What are we going to do when we discover that the provisions made for our material support are not really as high as they might have first seemed? The words of today's text from Luke 12 speak straight to this question. Our Lord tells us not to worry about what we will eat or drink or what we will wear. All these things will be given to us, he says, as we seek out the Father's kingdom. Mm-hmm. And that seek not in the sense of standing by and keeping an eye out for when God's kingdom will come, but seek to strive to obtain. Because Jesus Christ, when he came, inaugurated the coming of his kingdom already. Seek in the sense of strive to obtain. So when the kingdom of God this work, this extension and this upbuilding are our first concern in our life and ministry. In the kingdom of God, God's kingdom of grace in, over, and among men is foremost in our thought and work. Then we will have the material things we need. Jesus specifically promises us food, grace, and clothing. This can be extended to cover all the basic necessities of life. This can also, I think, be extended to cover those luxuries that we often think of as necessities. Things like an automobile, an extra change of clothing, or many changes of clothing, and even continuous land. There should, therefore, be no cause for worry among us as we go about our Lord's work. The ministry is the highest calling there is. And as forgiven sons of God, we live in the light of Christ's resurrection. This is something I think we should be especially cognizant of this day before Ascension. There is no room among us to worry about material needs, or even about our fitness for the task, about perhaps you could call them our spiritual needs, whether or not I can teach, whether or not I can counsel, whether or not I can do those things that need to be done in the church. Let us not only glory in the blood of the Lamb, but also in the fact that as we speak out the kingdom of God, that Lamb becomes our good shepherd and provides us with food, grace, and everything else we need, even without our prayers for them. It is this thought in mind, may the peace of God which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.